Good evening. I know we've met Hashem this Friday. We're going to have a Shchoy de Shoder. Chazal tell us, Mishenech Nesoda Marbin Besimcha. In the month of Oder comes in, Marbin Besimcha, we generate, we add Simcha. There's a Chazal, Mishenech Nesov, in the month of Ov comes in, Vimatim Besimcha. We reduce the level of Simcha. Kilu, as it would be, we have a certain button in our system that you push this button, you bring simcha. If you push the other button, you do the simcha. We're not yet so electronically developed as. So how could Chazal tell us? Comes other, you should marva the simcha. Comes over, you matam the simcha. How does it go? How do we do this? But if Chazal tell us, obviously it could be done. We bring it out many times. You know, we know that the child becomes bar mitzvah, we call him bar mitzvah. We call him a child by 13 years, we call him bar mitzvah. A bal aveira, certainly as a sinner, we don't call him bar aveira, we call him bal aveira. So why when we speak, when we give for a man a title, he's a sinner, we call him, he's a bal aveira. Bal means he's the master of the veira, the husband of the veira. He's the bal. He masters the veira. When it comes to mitzvahs, when we apply the mitzvah to a person, he says he's a bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah. He's a son of a mitzvah, he's a daughter of a mitzvah. So why by aveira he's a bal, and why by mitzvah he's a bar, he's a ben mitzvah, bas mitzvah. Why? And that exactly is the message in this beautiful diuk. Averas we are making. So the veir could only be as big as I am. And if I'm a nothing, the veir is also nothing. You have to be very big in order to have a very big aveira. The veir is my production. I'm a baal aveira, I master, I produce the aveira, I do the aveira. A mitzvah is not what I'm making, the mitzvah is making us. Whatever you take on, whatever you say, kol ha-shadiver Hashem nas, whatever Hashem says we do, you become a child of the mitzvah. The mitzvah makes you, not you making mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are producing you. And that's the introduction that I would like to say. If we want to know who we are, we don't know who we are. We don't know our greatness, we don't know our purpose, why we are in this world. The situations where Hashem sets us in, the difficulties and tragedies which Hashem is bringing to us, that makes us. In other words, my greatness is not what I'm producing. My greatness is what with I'm coping. Whatever Hashem gives me, that makes me. If a person is born in to dream world, everything which all of us would have fantasized to have, if you were born into a world exactly to receive what we want, the nicest family life, the nicest parenting, the nicest children, the nicest nachas that you could imagine. In other words, if you were born into a situation with no challenges whatsoever, the easiest, smoothest ride, you would become a very, very little person. Because the bar mitzvah, you're supposed to be a child, you're supposed to be a product of the situation. And the situation is not difficult, okay? You're a very smooth, simple person. But if you see that your life is a troublesome life, if a life which is a lot of pain, a life which is a lot of difficulties, and you take on yourself the mission which you're supposed to do, and you say that you do what Hashem tells you to do, you become a product of life. Not the life is a product of you; you are a product of life. Opposite to words, as usually people think. People think that you are producing life. You are making it. You're supposed to have this. You're supposed to do this. And if you have this and this and these things, you're gewaldig, you're fine. If you don't have it, you're shortchanged, you're a nebbi, you're a loser. That's what people think. And that's a very superficial way of looking at it. The emphasis is opposite now. We're not doing anything. We are a product of the situation. Not the situation is a product of us, where the opposite, we are a product of situation. Sometimes people go through a lifetime of guilt. I should have done this, I should have done this. I'm suffering because I was a fool. I'm suffering because I was negligent. I'm suffering because of this. And I would have done this, I would have done this, that would have been that. If. Kielu, he says that the life is my production. I produced the life. And I have a tragic life, I caused it. Why else? Somebody else calls it. Like Hashem is not in the picture, which is totally wrong. The opposite. Your life, whatever you have, a tragic life, the suffering life, was predetermined, pre-written in the blueprint, exactly, before even we came into the world. It's a difficult life. And the situation builds us. A Holocaust survivor, and he survived with greatness, with acceptancy, is a much greater person than one who never went through any Holocaust. Because Hashem put him through the test, he gave him the rings, and he gave it to him, and he survived. And that's exactly, if you think historically, how Judaism came into existence. Avraham Avinu, who was Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was a victim of the production of the world, a victim of circumstance, the son of Terach, son of a society of Nimrod and everything. What did he do? He turned everything around. He says, I'm not going to let victimize myself by the situation. I'm going to produce myself, and I'm going to cope with the situation. And because he coped with the situation, became Avraham. Am Yisrael came into Eretz Mitzrayim, they went into Memtei Shaarei Tumah, and they survived, they came out, they aminu b'Hashem, they believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were mekabel l'satoyri, kol asher diber Hashem, naaseh. Now, again, to rephrase the words, we are bar mitzvahs, we are bas mitzvahs, we are children of mitzvahs, we are production of, the mitzvahs produces us, not we are making mitzvahs. Not we are making mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are making us. On that ground, when they came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem gives them the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes out ready to accept her. What did they say? Kol asher diber Hashem nas. Whatever Hashem says, we will do. How do you know? How do you can do it? Yakol Yochu? How do you know what Hashem is going to tell you to do? How do you know that to produce? How could they say, Kol asher diber Hashem, whatever Hashem says, we're going to do? If Hashem will tell me, jump off the Empire State Building, I could do it. I could jump. I give up my life. Suppose Hashem tells me jump on the Empire State Building. Says Hashem, I would love to do it, but I can't. How could you say Kol Asher Diber Hashem, whatever Hashem says we're going to do? How do they know that they could really do whatever Hashem tells them to do? How do they know? And the answer is that's exactly what they understood. We are not the one who make mitzvahs. The mitzvahs makes us. And if Hashem commands, you could do it. If you don't know how, well, that's the reason we're sitting here. You have to go to lectures, you have to delve into Torah, the history of who are we, what does Hashem want, how do we deliver what Hashem wants from us? And if Hashem tells us, a man is required to bless on bad events, on bad tragic things, just like he blesses on the best events, also we don't make the same bracha, on good events make toiv emetiv, on bad events make dynamis. Person is required to make a bracha in the same level of acceptance in the simcha, that's the locha. The same level of acceptance in the same level of simcha means full acceptance, knowing that you're fortunate, although it's very painful, as you would have made on the best blessing. When we have a child, we make a bracha to every mate. And then you don't have to say you have to make it to simcha. We are very happy to receive a child. When we lose a child, you have to say dynamics. It's a very painful event. Chazal says, just like you made toiv emetiv, when you bless a child on the goods that you got a child, you said with a full heart, knowing how good it is and appreciating it, when you thank Hashem, bless Hashem on bad events, dynamis, you have to also be aware and make it with a full heart. This is just as good as receiving it. Losing a child is just as good as receiving a child, but it comes with pain. And here I'm giving always an advance notice. Our problem is that we're mixing up pain with depression, with sadness. It's okay to feel pain. It's okay to feel emotional pain. It's okay to cry. We're human beings. We're sensitive people. But that is not necessarily sad. That could be simcha. Hashem, you trusted me with such a neshama. You trusted me with such a child, which had to come in for a short time and had to leave the world, which is not my fault and not anything. This is a neshama which had to come for a short time. Why did you give it to me? You gave me this big neshama. It feels amazing. I'm going to see this big child. And you gave it to me that I should grow from it. And you ordered me that I'm going to say dynamics and make it to the same acceptancy as I made to every mate when I received the child. So same thing when you depart with your child. Is that possible? The answer is possible. Hashem says to do it, Marim Besimcha, you have to do it. Now, we also in the month of Adar, it's very interestingly that Haman HaRosha made a goyle on which month to do his job, his dirty job, which he wants to do, Lahashon Ha, Glavis Kol Yehudim, says which month will be the lucky month that will give him luck, that he could really do what he wants to do. And it came out on Adar. He was very, very happy. Why was he happy? Because Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and it's a bad luck for the Jewish people. What could be worse than the month of Adar? So I know that we lost Moshe Rabbeinu. We lost our teacher. But he didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in that month. Marcel didn't realize. If he knew history, he knew all the history. If he knew the Yortzeit, he knew the birthday too. So what is it he didn't realize that he was also born? Of course he knew it. He didn't realize the message that we never lose anyone. But by us a loss is a birth. And by us a birth could be a loss. Many people lose children because they only see births and they never had time to look into the situation and understand what is a child to begin with, what is life to begin with, why are you living to begin with. Many of us, we never hear this type of lectures. What is the basic amuna, what is basic life, tfis amazim, which is the basic ikri amuna, which is the most ikri amuna, until we don't have a tragedy. And if people would get everything what they want to get, we would only be in the receiving end, giving ourselves, we would never come to the understanding, and here we're losing ourselves totally. We don't live with any amuna. And here when we go through hardships and pain, and now we have to do something about it, and we have chayvodim levodim chalo, you have to be marbim b'simcha, you have to marbim, why should marbim b'simcha when you're losing Moshe? The answer is, losing Moshe is giving birth to Moshe. Every loss gives birth. That's what Haman didn't realize. Haman only sees this external end. He looks the pain, he looks the loss, and says, well, you're a loser, you're an Evi. But to understand that the more you lost, lefum tzara agra, according to the pain of life, is the reward of life, is the values of life. How unfortunate it is that we could go to living without knowing why we're living for. I would like to give an other introduction. And then later on I will take your questions. Judaism is built on three foundations, on three pillars. You have three avos, three fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But in avodo, in relationship, we have three different set of relationship. Two is very popular. The third is almost unknown, almost unspoken, and that's our tragedy of this generation. And that's what we have to develop in this generation. Two, which is very common, relationship, and Odom Lemokon, relationship with God. A relationship with Hashem. The second is Odom Lechaveiro, relationship man to man. We all know Odom Lemokon, Odom Lechaveiro. These two relationships is very popular. Learn the Chofetz Chaim, he emphasizes of Odom Lechaveiroi. If you learn other sforim, Odom Lemokon, Chassidish sforim, Kabbalistic sforim, Odom Lemokon. You have the Shnei Luchai Sabris, you have the two tablets, which is divided 5 and 5. The first 5 is with Odom Lemokon, the second 5 is with Odom Lechaveiroi. There's a third relationship, and nobody speaks about it, but Odom Laatzmoi, a relationship with yourself. How do you see yourself? How do you relate to yourself? Who are you? Do you know yourself? How you accept life? How is your own personal communication with yourself? How do you perceive yourself? How do you grade yourself? How do you relate to yourself? The Mo'odam al-Atzmai is a mesechta, is a sugya which is totally unknown, unspoken. And this is, by the way, in my humble opinion, I could only speak from my experience. If I'm in this position speaking to groups in all kinds of groups and all around the world, every person fits some group, whatever group it is. If it's a childless or too many children or sick children or losing children or divorcees or widows or second marriages, first marriages, different children bias, then I don't think there's a person who could say, I don't belong to a group. We're all suffering people. Everyone has respect. And Baruch Hashem for them, because that is exactly what has been prophesied. In the end of the days, before Mashiach will come, that is Ikusir Mashiach. It's going to be galach, regal, it's going to be problems and troubles and surahs and all kind of things. Now, I think everyone sitting in this room, he didn't come to me to hear from me how to relate to Hashem, because you're wonderful people. You all relate to Hashem very good. We all share Torah mitzvahs. I don't think that they came to me to speak about Odom L'Chaveira because they're wonderful people. Odom L'Mokom and Odom L'Chaveira has been taken care. What is our problem? The problem is we can't deal with ourselves. We can't accept ourselves. We can't accept ourselves. Of course, this has to do because we don't have the proper relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hashem. What do you want from me? I'm going to give it to you. I'm going to keep Shabbos. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. But we do not perceive what Hashem is looking to us. How does Hashem want us? How Hashem loves us? How Hashem take care of us? We only broadcast, we only speak, we take care on Hashem, and we don't focus how much Hashem personally, individually is involved in our personal life, and he loves us and cares for us, and cares for me. And therefore we have no self-esteem. There's no Ben Odom left. There's nobody home. And therefore Mashiach cannot come. It's not because they are not good Jews. You have to understand Mashiach is coming to you. But there's no you. So what do you want? Mashiach should build you? Well, then you're an infant. It doesn't mean you're married to an infant. We don't get technically, we could marry a little baby. You know, you could take a one-day-old girl. You could marry a girl, could become your wife. You could make a kiddush, you give money for the father. You could marry a one-day-old baby. Right? Halachically, you could marry a day-old baby. Why don't you do that? Because you wanna relate. You wanna have a relationship. You wanna have a personality. You wanna have a personality. Therefore, we don't marry. Only in a mature person, you know who you're marrying. Our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a marriage. Hashem could have made us very nice little babies, very nice colors. He could make us. He would do everything. Hashem wants us to be mature people. Hashem wants us that we should relate to Him. Harini, Masmarai, Hashmin, Eskoch, let me listen, let me hear you, let me see you. Let me express yourself. And that actually is the Mashiach's job. Mashiach is to bring us together with Hashem. Now, unfortunately, we're waiting for Mashiach for what? You should cultivate me, you should educate me, you should make me a presentable kala to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, he's going to have to do it. Because in many areas we are handicapped. But in mind, we're supposed to be mature. Who we want, what relation we want to have with Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Mashiach. Mashiach is bring us together. And we're not home. We have no relationship with ourselves. We feel undeserving. We feel almost non-existent. We are shadows. We're going around in this world as losers. So Mashiach will come. It's going to say, here I am. But there's nobody home. Who wakes up? When we have troubles, and actually we have a lot of troubles, we have collective troubles. There was never in history. I don't want to frighten you. There's nothing to really be afraid, because Baruch Hashem, we have Hashem. Without Hashem, we're long lost already. In my humble opinion, you may not agree with me, Klal Yisrael was never so in danger as we are today. Never. Even by the Nazis. The Nazis, it was European Jewry, was in danger. And they were in danger by an enemy who had just simple, had wild, primitive hatred against us. Nazism, fascism, anti-Semitism, it wasn't a religious hatred. We were pursued by religious fanatics in the Crusaders, Christianity in the Spanish Inquisition, was always pockets, sections of Jews. When the Ashkenazi Jews had to do with Christianity, the Oriental Jews had nothing to do with them, wasn't them with Islam. Today, we are pursued by one of the most fanatical, fundamental religions, which is called Islam. We have hundreds of millions of them, radical, fanatical Muslims, where their religion dictates and says, if you kill a Jew, you're going into Gan Eden. You're going to Gan Eden. I mean, it became a religious jihad. Jihad means it's a holy war. And they claim it's a mitzvah to liquidate the Jew because we took away their position. Yishmor, and Hashem promised Avraham Avinu, Lezrach Eten Esoret Zazoret, your children are going to give this land and everything. They believe in everything. Believe in one Hashem. They believe in Olam Haba. They believe in everything. So it's we. Hashem made a bris with Avraham, with Yishmor. Yishmor is the son, not Yitzchak. You Jewish people taking away everything for yourself. Them is fighting religiously, and there's a hatred, a religious hate. And it's not only Israelis and Palestinians. Any place that you go in the world, any Muslim could knife you down any time just because you're a Jew. And it's happening all over the world. In England, it's happened in many places. Baruch Hashem, it's not happening because Hashem is protecting us. But without Hashem protections, we are targets to fanatical, radical hatred, a holy hatred. Which people, they commit suicide just to kill a Jew. And they're very happy. There's hundreds of Muslims today ready to die for the cause just to kill Jews. And if anything is not happening, just because Hashem is protecting us. So we're all in trouble. And then there's private trouble, private tragedies, which like never ever happened before. And Hashem wants to give us, I just came back 2 weeks ago from Israel, I'm going back tomorrow night again. I just said it in Israel. We think that you have a Palestinian political problem. It's interesting, right? But Baruch Hashem, we had such a big mess. We had the bomb next to Miri Yeshiva. Yeah. Now, we could talk about it. It was an open miracle. But also, for the tragedies. Here is a Jew shot, an Elochid shot, and here is Elochid shot. And then we had interesting accidents, a car accident. A father with a son gets killed, and a father with a daughter gets killed, one day apart from people, known people. So you see, Hashem is indicating something very, very strongly. He's shaking the rope. He's shaking Klal Yisrael. In all different ways, in good and bad. And good and bad. What I'm trying to say is that we have to wake up and think, what does Hashem want from us? Now, I don't think, it's my opinion, just simply my opinion, I don't think Hashem wants on us more than we ever had delivered before that we are no good Jews. We're supposed to be good Jews. We want to be good Jews. We're all committed to be. When Adam Lamokon, we dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When Adam Lachaveira, you know, there was never a time that women don't speak Lashon Hara, they get together, they just throw all of Tilim, and say Lashon Hu, people are involved, and people want, and this kind of thing. It's Akshad Dor, there's never was so much Chesed, so much Tzedakah as being done today. Torah learning, Kohelet, I mean, take the Bis Yaakov girls, a boy cannot make a Shidduch unless he's a learner. If not, he's a loser, he's out. It's been Odom Lamokam, Odom Lachaveir, it's a very advanced generation. We have this Akshadora. It's a lot of Torah, it's a lot of Chesed, it's a lot of Tefillah, it's a lot of education, and people work in doing this. But what does Hashem want? What is me? Odom La'atzma, we didn't work up. We don't see ourselves. Now, these three concepts, when Odom Lamokam, Odom Lachaveir, and Odom La'atzma, this is Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avraham was when Odom La'atzma, that was his discovery. Avraham discovered himself. Avraham discovered Hikir as Boro. He recognized who created me. I'm a product of Hashem. And we usually mention many times previous Shirim. Avraham of Einstein, there was great people greater than Avraham. There was Noach. Noach lived in the time of Avraham. Shem ben Noach lived in the time of Avraham. They were Nevi'im. They were prophets. They saw Hashem. They spoke with Hashem. They lived through the marble. They lived through the Dara Floga. And they never made it. They were Noachs. They go until today. What did Avraham discover? Superficially, he discovered as a god. That cannot be. Noach knows this. And many times we mentioned, Noach teach them Torah. Because Yosef said it very clearly. Shem ben Noach was a Kohen Gadol. They gave him Truma Maestros, and then he teach them Torah. That's the Chasam Sofer says, Hashem teach Kol HaTorah Kula for Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon knew the entire Torah. Adam HaRishon teach Torah for his generations, for Mr. Shelach. Mr. Shelach teach Torah for Noach and Shem. Noach and Shem teach Torah for Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov teach Torah for the children, for the Shvotim, for the Levim. And what did they do in the Mitzrayim? They didn't work Shabbos. The Levim were teaching Torah for entire Klal Yisrael. And Chabsoif used it for a different argument, that when Moshe Rabbeinu came and he gave us the Torah from Bereshis, Bore Elohim, all the way down to the time in Mitzrayim, if there would be one word false, one word not authentic, you know how Jews scream here by Kriyas HaTorah, if you make one mistake, they almost killed the Baal Koira. Avraham Avinu would come away with a little deviation, and he couldn't get away with it. They would scream yell. It was all public knowledge, every little detail. They knew it firsthand. They knew it from the father, Levi Yaakov, and Yaakov knew it from Shem. Shem knew it from Shem. So what was Avraham Avinu's discovery? He discovered HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He didn't know. How did you know Noach didn't tell him who Hashem is? Shem ben Noach didn't tell him who Hashem is? It's being told Avraham Avinu, Hikir es Boro. He recognized who created me. A person says, who created me? He says, I'm a child of my father and mother. I'm limited as my father and mother. I'm a victim. I was an abused child. I'm abused of the society. I'm a victim of circumstances. Abraham says, no, I'm a child of Hashem. Just like Hashem created all the magician, and Adam shows a handmade piece from Hashem to Kapash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm also a handmade piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I'm great. Why don't you recognize yourself? If anything, Avraham Avinu was Hikir as Atzma, he recognized himself. Yitzchak was Hikir as Boyle. Yitzchak was in Odom Lemokam, the Sirus Nefesh, he gave himself to him. Once you recognize yourself, first thing, everything starts with you. After what is the klal gol? Kumoicho, you come first. Chayecho kodim, says Rabbi Akiva. Your life comes first. If you don't identify yourself, you have no business with Hashem, because you're nothing. Everyone knows Hashem. The birds and the animals, they also shira to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Gentiles also say recognize Hashem, but they have no relation with Hashem. Why? Because they're nothings. We have to say they are somebodies. Who am I? I'm a child of Hashem. I'm the purpose of creation. As you mentioned it in every shir, you're going to mention it again. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Take literal words of a Mishnah. Lama nivra odem echidi. Why did Hashem create one single man? Shechayev odem lama. Every person is required to say, you said, Shvili nivra odem, what have been created for me? You know how important you are? The whole creation revolved around you. Everything is done for you. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov came into the world because of you. Moshe Rabbeinu came because of you. In the Holocaust because of you. Melech HaMashiach comes. Everything was because of you. Hashem has everything played up for you. That's what you have to say it. And my pshat is you have to say it. You know why you have to say it? Because the minute you don't say it, you don't believe it. It's not as chai vodem laham, you have to believe, because nobody believes it. That's one of the hardest things to believe. I could believe anything about Hashem. I could believe anything about Torah. But when it comes to this concept, I just can't believe it. I'm that important. I'm a broken piece. I'm a shadow. I can't live through the day. And all of a sudden, the Torah speaks, Hashem speaks about me, the world has been created for me. This is beyond any imagination. And that you need amunah, for that you need faith. You have to believe that Hashem talks about you. If you don't believe that Hashem talks about you, you're a lost person to begin with. Chai v'odem loimer. Because Avraham Avinu was the one who recognized it. Therefore, the Chazal tell us, Noach mikat namono, he was a behemi v'lohemi, he believed, he didn't believe. What does he believe and didn't believe? Noach is building the Teva, the Ark, for 120 years. And purposely that the world should wake up and to do tshuva, maybe the marble shouldn't come. And Noach tells him, Hashem told him it's going to be a flood, the world's going to be flooded, that's better do tshuva. For 120 years he builds the ark. And they want to kill him. They want to liquidate him. And Hashem protects him miraculously. It takes Sarams and Sarams, all kinds of wild beasts. And finally, the 120 years building and everything, when he's talking with Hashem, he says, every day he sees miracles, the marble comes, he's refusing to go into the ark. The water had to push him in. He didn't refuse to go in. Chazal tell us, Hemiblaik believed and he didn't believe. He was hesitating. Is it really going to happen? I mean, Noach was a Novi, was a prophet, was a tzaddik, Tomohoi Bederoisov. And for 120 years he's building the table, he sees miracles. And the water is coming, and he's hesitating, he's not going in. Wow, how could it be? He didn't believe the Hashem. He believed the Hashem. He didn't believe. I going to save the world? I? He didn't believe in the I. He didn't recognize himself. He believed the Hashem, but he didn't believe in himself. And to prove that is? I mean, forgive me, Noach, I'm afraid he's going to be very angry when he's going to meet in Tchir Sameis because I speak too much about him. I'm not trying to put him down, but I have to make a definition. What's the difference between me and him? I'm a Jew and he's not a Jew. That when Noach was in the Teva, he lives a whole year in miraculous life in the Teva, in the Ark. And when Hashem tells him, same in a Teva, go out of the Teva, start cultivating, rebuilding the world, and he has to go out and has to become a normal, natural person. But Yochel Noach, now became cheap. What happened? He became drunk. He couldn't cope with life. He sees a whole year, he's living in Hashem miraculously way. He says, go out of the Teva, become a normal person, start behaving naturally. He can't cope with life. He became a drunkard. Start drinking. He became shikar. He can't cope with life. He only, Es Elokim Yisarach Noach, only works with Hashem. Hashem holds his hand. Hashem is holding his hand. Here I am. You see what I'm doing with the world? You, the tzaddik, I'm saving you. Noach is great. When Hashem lets him go be a natural person, understand, he falls apart, he becomes drunk. We, Avraham Avinu, was born into a negative world, in a world that the whole world went bananas, the whole world goes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world was against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nimrat in Evidon, and Avraham Avinu, Hikidus Boro, who am I? I'm not a nobody. I'm a product of Hashem. I'm not an Ebi. I have a father, Terach, who threw me into the fire furnace. I don't have to, I'm going to find myself. I'm going to find my Hashem. He made an acquaintance. He went to look for Hashem. He makes an acquaintance with Hashem. And he found Hashem. And that's the first father, it's the first step. And that's what we don't have today. So Avraham Avinu, when he discovered himself, and of course introduced himself to Yitzchak, so Yitzchak had a real self-esteem. He was a child of Avraham Avinu. He was born into a very healthy father. He gave himself over. So he made a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he could have borrowed. He gave it to Tzakein, was willing to die for Hashem. That's been Otam Lamokon. Now Yaakov had already built. It's been Otam L'Chavero. He built the Jewish nation. He did with the world, with Shechem, with Lavan, with Mitzrayim. He had to do already with the he took responsibility, the interconnection, interrelation between mankind, family, Jewish people, the nations, Shiftekos, Shvotim, Yosef, Yehuda. That's what had been Otam L'Chavero. Yaakov is Odom L'Chaveira, Yitzchak is Odom L'Mokoyim, Avram is Ben Odom L'Atzma, recognize yourself. And my opinion is, this is what we are missing today. And all the problems which we go through are personal problems. You recognize that when you get out of it, and you understand this is custom designed by Hashem to you, and made for our greatness, you discover it yourself, you make a question to Hashem, then you go to Hashem, thank you for the hard homework which you gave me, a very painful homework, but I discovered you. And we have no losses. And it's interesting that the three brochas which is start of every Sheman Esrei, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the first thing is Mogen Avraham. That's the first brocha. First thing, you have to discover yourself. Then when it comes to Yitzchak, what is the brocha of Yitzchak? Neiman, Ato, Lachas, Meisim, Boruch, Ato, Shem, Achayim, Meisim. If you discovered yourself, who am I? And I have so much complaints about myself. I can't deliver myself. He lost a child, he lost this, and he loses. And since we're not losing, you know why? Because we believe in Tchias HaMeisim. We are not born yet. The real birth is going to be in Tchias HaMeisim resurrection. And if anyone does not focus on Tchias HaMeisim, he's a lost person to begin with. He's a lost person to begin with. We are living, our present life is a pregnancy. The world is a pregnancy. And everything is geared to develop to name and out of Tchias HaMeisim. And that's called Ben Odom L'Mokom. Ben Odom L'Mokom is not pshat that you have a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It means you accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu. How do you accept the Kodesh Baruch Hu? That you have no complaints whatsoever, because you know whatever Hashem is doing with us here is exactly which is all made for Tchias HaMeisim. And then it comes to Kela Kodesh. That's a Yaakov Avinu. Then we sanctify Kodesh Baruch Hu's name. That's already Kedusha that we sanctify, and we bring the Kodesh Baruch Hu down to the world, that the whole world should recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The 13 principles of belief of the Rambam. It starts, one, believing that Hashem runs the whole system, two, Hashem is one, three, that you can't see Hashem, can't understand Hashem, you have no imagination about him, four, that he was the beginning, he's the end, and all of them. The final one is what? I believe it's got to be a resurrection. When the Kushbach was so desired. So we had a wonderful son, a wonderful girl, who leaves home to go to seminary to Yerushalayim, or to go to Miri Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and you're not going to see the son for a while, you cry. It's painful to depart from a son, from a daughter. But you know, it's not a permanent departure. It's a temporary departure. One day we're going to meet. One day we're going to meet. And that's the destiny for Jew. The destiny of our life is Tchias HaMeisim. That's our destiny. And the minute when we do not tangibly believe in this destiny, we are losers. Then we lose children. But when we know that we are also going the same path, and everyone has to go through the process of Tchias HaMeisim Levolet, those who die will be reborn. Hanorodim Lemus, those who have been born is going to die. It's a process. It's a process. It's a process of the pregnancy which we are going through. And it's a painful process. But the pain should not make us sad. We could take the pain with simcha, with joy. Moshe Rabbeinu's passing is Moshe Rabbeinu's birth. Our children's passing is our personal birth. We give birth to ourselves by discovering who we, what we are. Yes, it is painful. We could cry because of pain. It's emotional pain, physical pain, but not sadness. Therefore, simcha is not a contradiction to pain. We could feel the pain of a loss, but we could also think about the winning, what to win through the loss, who will we have, who will we see, who will we have. That's a very important thing. Now, we three times a day, we damage Shem and Esther, and we make the Baruch HaNeh Malkachus Meisim. It doesn't mean anything to us. We don't think about it. We don't meditate on it, which is a very important part. After I'm finished with Avraham, who am I? I am a process of Tchias HaMeisim. Now, what Tchias HaMeisim means, which I always emphasize very strongly, and maybe people look at it as supposed simply Meshuggah, but I feel it's a very big concern if you don't take it. Believing Tchias HaMeisim tangibly means that you see this physical hand. I believe that this physical hand one day will touch the physical hand of Avraham Avinu and kiss Avraham Avinu's hand. You're going to embrace Sori Imenu, embrace her and kiss her. If not, you don't believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Now, why does it look strange? Me going to embrace Sori Imenu? Me going to hold hands with Avraham Avinu? Who am I? Well, that's the problem. Who am I? I'm nothing. We speak Avraham Avinu, Moshe Rabbeinu. Tchias HaMeisim, we are family. We are all children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm not a stepchild. I'm not a Roshinke. I'm not ignored. I believe in Tchias HaMeisim. Why don't you think in this term? Because there's no me. There's no I. There's no Avraham in us. No. Okay. Everyone has this question. If I take you words, you're going to bounce from arrogancy, right? You're not supposed to, right? And I understand your point, what you're trying to say. The answer is as follows. If you really understand what I just said now, you could see that's not you. That's a gift that Hashem gave you. Okay? Let's say I was born to a very big rabbi. The world famous rabbi, I was born by Babi Sali or by the Chofetz Chaim, a child of the Chofetz Chaim. So I'm a child of Chofetz Chaim. I suppose I'm a nothing, but I still have to know I'm a child of Chofetz Chaim. It's not a contradiction. I'm a child of Hashem. I personally, for me, I'm a nothing. But what should I do? Hashem says, you're my child. I love you. You're the purpose of creation. Now, will I become arrogant? No, because I can't take credit for myself. It's a gift. A businessman who invested $1,000 and he came up with $2,000. Well, it's nice. He made 100% markup. He came up with $10,000. Wow, he's made tenfold. $100,000? He's a genius. He could be very arrogant, right? I'm a genius. For $1,000, I made $100,000. But if you buy a lottery ticket for $1 and you won $10 million, you're going to be arrogant? You're going to be nothing. I put in a dollar, you know, and you make $10 million. The less you put in, the more you make, the less arrogant you could be. That's what we are talking about. You know what you're getting? You're a child of Hashem. What did you put in? Just acknowledging it. I put in nothing. Just a munah. Just faith. So of course I'm a nothing. That's what Yaakov Avinu really said. Kutoyinti, I became nothing. I became minimal. Because of the great chesmik and all emes. Now, Yaakov Avinu was a suffering person. Yaakov Avinu, when he said this word, he was chased by his brother Esav. Esav wants to liquidate him. He had went through a tragedy with Dina, with Shechem. Terrible tragedy went through Dina. She was raped, she was kidnapped, she went through a terrible tragedy. Esav trying to liquidate him. Rochel Imenu is still crying for a child. She only had 11 children, and he is being totally in danger to be annihilated, and totally to liquidate by his Esav, with 400 people come against him. And Hashem promised him, and Hashem in Yaakov in his mispal is praying, Hashem, please protect me. So Adas says, Hashem, kutainti, I became minimal, I became nothing, undeserving, I became humble. Why? Mikolach Hasodim, for the great chesed that you have done to me. Mikolach Emes, you gave me Emes. Titan Emes, you gave me Torah. You gave me the beauty. You gave me my personality. You gave me my neshama. So I became nothing. But you still have to acknowledge who you are, what you are. Yes.
Let me ask you a question. You know, there are certain things that I'm holding. Yaakov also was afraid that maybe he didn't deserve any more the bracha. So that's why he covered his bases.
So why doesn't deserve any more the brachas? Because mikol chesed mikol emes, mikol chesed mikol emes. Because I received so much, I ate up my credits. Let me explain. I want to cover this.
Can I correct you?
It's not your son. It's Hashem's son. And you can't do anything.
Privilege,
Okay, you can do anything, it's Hashem's child. It was just as useful as my son. It's Hashem's son. You have been the shliach, your partner with Hashem, with this child. It's Hashem's son. And you couldn't damage your son. You couldn't do anything unless Hashem wants it to happen. If Hashem wants it to happen, it had to happen. If not, you couldn't happen. You can't kill Hashem's child. You couldn't do anything to damage Hashem's child.
And why do they say things like, oh, it's a ketubah, or, you know, and then you read these stories, the wayfarers went to the mountain and they gave them the supper, so the child that was sick and lay dying, all of a sudden,
okay,
the
answer,
I didn't give a dinner.
No, if you would give, if you would not, so the, you know how many children got well without any giving a supper, without correcting the ketubah, without correcting anything?
I don't know.
Okay, so.
But
so
you're talking things that are not relating to the problem.
Right.
You're talking philosophical things, general things, shine, hit and get, but the mindset to the problem, you're saying it's not my child. It was my child. I don't look at it as a philosophical thing. I look at it as my child.
Okay. I appreciate. I appreciate what you said, but let me get. I'm not taking philosophical things. There's only one. There's one reality, and that reality nosalo nitoiras emes. He gave us a Torah of truth. Hashem Elokeichem emes. Hashem is the truth, and Hashem gives us Torah which is truth. And these points which you call philosophical, they're not philosophical. They're Torahs emes. We live in an Alma de Shikra. We live in a Shekariga world. We live in a world of illusions. And we give preference and credits for the illusionary world as this is reality. And the Torah Semis is philosophy. And when we get a patch, and if we start waking up, it says, no, Torah Semis is not philosophy. Torah Semis is reality. And the reality which we had till now was not in a world of illusion. It's a movie. It's not reality. And that's exactly how we come to the truth. Because we live in a world which the world carries us, and this is reality, and okay, but the world tells us, this is my child, and I horavet, and granted, you are shutavit HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you horavet on it, you get schar for that. But you can't take Hashem's child away. And I let question, I almost mentioned it in this sheaf, it always comes up this subject. The pasuk says, Rasiso maka legagecho, make fences to your roof. Shlo yipol hanoifel mimeno. The faller shouldn't fall off your roof. As the Gemara in Shabbos, why do you call the faller faller? The person shouldn't fall off. Answer the Gemara. The faller was already described and prescribed that he's going to fall off this roof and this and this and this date and this moment. You don't be negligent. We can't. To prove that is, and more than this, Chazal tells us the Gemara that every neshama before he comes down to the world, he's been shown exactly what you're going to go through in your life. How are you going to live? How are you going to die? Under what circumstances you're going to die? How many children you're going to have? Who is going to be your husband? Everything has been shown to you in advance. You get a preview on a video on your personal life. And people says, Gewaldig, come down, Bechefte, and you accept this? He says, Gewaldig, I'm accepting it. That's the Gemara. Is this philosophy or is this reality? Can you answer me?
This is the question of
Emunah.
To me, what you're saying is that it's a tremendous Madrega for Emunah to understand and to accept that everything is predestined.
I think that's
now,
the discussion. Good point. We're going to discuss it. I just asked a question. I mentioned here the Gemara. Is the Gemara reality or philosophy? This is reality. We don't live this reality because we're not in a real world. We're in a fantasy world. What is a fantasy world? That I'm in control. We're doing it, and we could fence it, we could circumvent it. This is our false world. Now, when you say this is a madraiga in Amunah, let me tell you, Amunah is not a madraiga. To feel it and to be happy about it, it's a madraiga. But to know the truth is not a madraiga. To know the truth is the basic minimum which we have to know. Ato horeso lodas. You have been shown. Hashem showed you to know. Hashem Elokim. Hashem runs the system. Everything is Hashem. Now,
the Gemara says that
the
Shtukan
Shusok
says, right?
The
Gemara says, I don't remember the Gloshon.
Shtukan Shemuna.
Right? So what does it mean?
So what is happening? Jewish people will not be nigger of Susamura means Paske, therefore Hashem gives us tzoris that you will say to Gundish health is Kdafena Mamin. You get so much patch that you're gonna have to wake up and have to be Maminim. And that no. So why? So wait.
No.
Paska, that means to say, we're coming down to the edge of the rope, Ikvasiri Mashiach, Paska and Shamon. We're living in a world with no Amunah. You could have a Shtramel, you could do everything, you could make mitzvahs and everything with no Amunah. Right? That's exactly our problem. It's exactly. Now, not that there's no Amunah to Hashem, nobody's speaking against Hashem. Nobody's going to speak against Torah, but we're no Amunah in ourselves. Everything which Hashem speaks about us, we have no Amunah. Will bring us God, so is God. Even Arbezokim, Nemes, Naderes, 15 Simonim, and then, what is the end? The Eidol in Yeshoyed and the Vilish Vashemayim. Temple takes like all the crutches, you're not going to be able to survive anymore, you're falling apart, and the only thing which is going to rebuild you, look up to Hashem. Hashem, you did everything, I'm accepting everything. All of a sudden, the Muna, we get back a Muna. And Avraham Avinu was the first Mami, the Hemim Bashem, Yachshevelo Tzadoka. He was the first mami. Noach wasn't a mami. Noach didn't see Hashem, didn't see the marvel. On Nimrod, they say, Yodeh Esri boy, Nimeschavel Nimrod boy. Well, I have a mami that Hashem means me. Now, going back, you ask a good question. Why then Tefillah? You know why Tefillah? Because Hashem taught me to daven. So we have a whole explanation about Tefillah. A Tefillah is not a means to a goal. It's a goal in himself. As a goal in himself. In the Ashgocha Pratis is Amunah, but we're talking about Ashgocha Pratis. Now, Chazal tell us clearly, that every person comes into the world, this is clearly, a person comes into the world, he comes in one, he knows exactly when he's going to die. Now when a child dies at a certain age, he had to die. You can't, we know, the Sivus Banks explains that a person has a lifespan while they come in. The world is nothing but an incubator, a womb, that we're being developed here for Tchias HaMeisim. Ultimate life is there. So some people, you know, I always said the Chazon Ish used to get up from a Down syndrome child, from a child. Well, yes, Chazon Ish, why are you getting up? Of which status? He said, I'm getting up for the big neshama. It must be a very big neshama. Why? Because if a child comes into the world, he comes in, every person comes in to accomplish a mission which he didn't accomplish yet. So the Hashem sends down a neshama. And the neshama is an important neshama because you mechal Shabbos with that neshama. No matter what it is. I had a grandchild which was born at when daughter, before she gave birth, the ultrasound, the son says, you're going to have a dead child, you're going to have a damaged child. They ask you to abort the child, it's not going to have a live child. So we don't abort children already in the 5th, 6 months, you know, it's life, right? You don't abort children. And she gave birth to a boy, Chaimel, which was totally damaged, totally, it was nothing, a piece of vegetable. Had to leave on machines and seizures, was always in the hospital, was never home, couldn't be around. And lived to 21 months. Lived for 21 months. He had a bris milah and everything. We had and he died, and we had the halavais. And then after that, we're going to meet this wonderful child there. The child is a gewaldige, gewaldige neshama. Had to come down for 21 months to breathe, to have something with the physical world, to deliver his oilam azeh to oilam abo, which he had to do, which he didn't function previous world. And we were privileged to have this child and go through the pain and go through everything. I had a stillborn baby. My wife gave birth to 12 birth with a beautiful developed baby. That child. I looked at the child, okay, we're going to meet in Tchias HaMeisim. That's reality. This is reality. Now, the fact people don't speak in this term because Paska and Shamona, we're living in a fantasy world. We're living in a world of media. We're living in a world of peer pressure, what people say, what people believe. Because they could get away with it. They don't have the personal pain. But when you have a personal pain, you're burying a child. And he said, why did Hashem do it to me? So he said to say, Emanatarachos Mason, Surtomipol, Kelemuna Elover. Yes, there's an element of punishment. There's an element of self improvement. We did it. But this is not killing a child. We had to hear a case, sometimes a few years ago, a couple, unfortunately, who lost a child, a 2-year-old child, who drowned in the swimming pool. With it left open. A 2-year-old child drowned open in the swimming pool. Now, these poor parents, besides losing a child, they could eat themselves up from guilt, they killed the child, which is wrong. He says, no question, you have to do tshuva that you were negligent. But you didn't kill your child. How many pools are open and they don't lose children? And how could lose children? Because this child had to come into the world for 2 years, and for 2 years this child is going to drown. That's the way it came down. Why did you get it? Maybe Hashem knows in advance that you're going to be negligent, so you get a peccala. It's not that you killed the child. The child had to die by the age of today for you got it. And why did you got it? Because you're negligent. You have to do tshuva negligency. But you didn't kill children. A kills B. What do you want more? Eretzeach, yeah? Eretzeach. A kills B, gets mad, gets A kills B. He's Eretzeach. We can't kill him today. We can't do anything. He does tshuva. Is Hashem accepting? Of course he's accepting his tshuva. He's accepting his tshuva. If he does tshuva mi'er, he's erasing. If he does tshuva mi'ahava, becomes a mitzvah. How could an Eretzeach become a mitzvah? That's because nobody could kill nobody, only Hashem kills. If Hashem made, Hashem made. It's a whole process. The Chavis service explains it. Hashem applies it to you because you wanted to do it. The whole Aveir is the wanting to do it. So if you're unwanted because you're doing tshuva, bo machshova, bo ikir machshova. Nobody moves, even Aveiris, mitzvahs, nothing, everything is the physical structure of Hashem is all done by Kodesh Baruch Hu, not by us. How we apply ourselves, Hashem credits it according to the way we apply ourselves to it. Now, when we have pain and we have situations, we are forced to think the truth. And again, I must emphasize, and your reaction is a very natural, normal reaction to everyone when he's first time this simple amuna. Our parents live the simple amuna. My parents, my mother's a Zionist, I just saw her an hour ago. She gave birth, four births under Nazi occupation. Can you imagine this? She delivered four children under Nazi occupation. We were hiding in hidings as goyim and all kinds of things. And I was the only one born before the war. She gave birth, the fourth child she gave birth in Auschwitz. When we got caught as goyim, she was pregnant in the 8th month. And asked my mother, you thought that we're going to, in Baruch Hashem, I, my three younger brothers, we survived. And my mother came back from Auschwitz, only my mother, from the whole family, because of this birth. The only baby didn't come back is this baby, because this baby gave birth to my mother. She was in the death camp. She was hours away from the gas chambers. And because of her birth, you experimented with her, she survived miraculously. And her mother and her sister didn't survive. And her father didn't survive. She survived because of the baby. Now, when the friends of my parents asked her, in the Holocaust, you crazy, bring children's ones in these circumstances. Hitler hasn't had enough Jews to kill. What was their reaction? We do what we're supposed to do. Let Hashem do what he's supposed to do. We don't have Hashem. We do what he's supposed to do. Let Hashem, it's Hashem's Hashem. That was their reaction. Amunah. Simple Amunah. Now, I asked my mother, do you thought that we're going to survive? She says, no. We know better than everyone else. She says, my mother, how did you get the emotional strength to bring children when you know that they're going to die? And my mother answers me back with the simplest mamelution. The nar vudibis, mizane yid, meglav in chisamaisim. What a kind of my kinder fibik, befilinishka kinder. Simple as that. Fool who you are. We are Jews. We believe in chisamaisim. Once you have a child forever. Stimmt mit aloche. So it's my smart. Because when they mean Yiddishka, the Ostzerotten dich, you could go everything against them. It's nishka ravo, it's nishka natural situation, circumstance. They killing you. So you're killing you could fight it back. And this is what happened. They came back and after the war, she had five more children. What I'm trying to say, Amuna is nishka madrega. The moon is the bay. Kol mitzvah isechu Amuna. Tzadik ba Amuna. The whole mitzvah of Yid is a shtik Amuna. We don't have this Amunah. I agree with you. We don't have this Amunah. Therefore, we have to wake up. Therefore, Mashiach is not coming. Ein Mitzrayim nigalem ela b'schus Amunah. Jewish people will not be redeemed. In Mitzrayim, they only came out b'schus Amunah because we yam and ho'om. Mashiach will not come until we have ma'amin. We have this basic Amunah. And we know everything, we believe everything, but we don't have this basic Amunah that we are worthy that Mashiach should come to me. We are worthy that we're doing it. We don't take the words of Hashem when he speaks about me at all. That's our basic problem. And we have to wake up. How do we wake up? So Hashem gives pekelach, gives tzuris, and gives patch. And very unfortunately, many people go to the suffering and then they don't get the message. Even then they don't get the message. They refuse to get the message.
Doesn't get this message.
It's Nishbar Hashem. Unfortunately, 99% of Israel, they have sufferings, and suffering which you're not aware of it, but they don't shape up. Therefore, Mashiach is not here. They don't shape up. They don't shape up.
Because they don't,
Baruch
Hashem, like I have to say it again, they don't have sufferings like we have.
No. So let me tell you.
Okay. Kol hakavod. If Hashem is Baruch, take from one family one child, from another family two children, or what you said, that's in Shalom, or this. So, this is for that family apart. It may be a small circle, but the evidence is, after a few months, after a few years, the small circle is all forgetting, and the only one is left is those parents.
Let me tell you, in this.
But with my son, nobody else remembers this much.
Let me tell you. In this place here, for the last 15 years already, something 15 years, you know, we have 5 or 6 groups, different groups. And every group claims that our group is the worst off. Every group claims our group is the worst off. I have other groups too, which is Baal Tshuvas in different areas. And then I have people, one-to-one, which they were too proud to come to any group, and you don't know what they're going through. Those people who think they are very fortunate. There isn't a person who today is fortunate, because the person who is fortunate is the most unfortunate. You know, the Nochash got a blessing.
I don't understand what you're saying.
I'm saying that...
Group. I don't know how many people, it shouldn't be many, but Lemay said that 100,000 people in Borough Park or in Borough and environment, and 99.99% of them don't sit here. And 99.99% don't have this type of a problem.
Well,
there's other problems, but the other problems are much smaller.
In your eyes, they would say your problem.
Everybody will admit it.
Okay.
Every problem could be, to a person's degree, could be fixed. Could be rectified. This problem cannot be rectified.
You know, when you have a childless group, you know what it means, a childless group? You know what it means, a childless group? You don't come close, your problem don't come close to their problem. We never had children, never going to have children. And everyone claims my problem is the biggest problem. So we're not going to go into competition whose problem is big. The answer is, jeden speckle is the greatest speckle, as long as by...
How many are childless groups?
What
I'm saying is that if Hashem is good, right, then this is not the way to give a message.
So you want Hashem to listen to you, want to give advice to Hashem?
I don't know what Hashem wants to do.
Hashem.
But if you're saying that this is the way Hashem wants to give a message to God, the message doesn't get across.
So let me tell you, it does get across. You make a big mistake, it does get across. So let me tell you. When there's a choir, not a choir, a big choir, sing a symphony. There's a choir, hundreds of people singing in a choir, right? And then a person is being picked, is going to be a solo. Is the solo in a choir privileged or cursed? It's privileged, not cursed. You are a solo in Am Yisrael's choir. We all thank Hashem, we all talk about Hashem, we're all involved. But Hashem picks these tragedies. Every tragedy is a solo. And by the way, one of the real pain is not so much is the pain himself, the loss, but why me? Every kicks machun, and I'm an outcast, and I'm so. That the solo part, we take it as an embarrassment, as a punishment. You don't realize because of this how many people wake up. You don't realize these tapes to how many people it goes out. And it wakes up people who became real in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't know. Because
I still see that most of my acquaintances are going to nice vacations, and they all still make the most fancy wedding, and they all go and buy themselves the most luxurious car.
Obviously, they for Mashiach is not here.
It took for some 2 weeks, some a month. For some a few months, but Lamai, everybody goes back,
The ladies are sukkah, but therefore Mashiach is not here. Yes.
I want to offer you something that my son said a couple of months before he died. My son Moshe Chaim had cancer, and in the end of his life, he was 9 and a half when he died. He was in tremendous, tremendous pain, living in his car, never to throw. And my husband is a doctor, and he was giving him morphine. My husband said, "You should put an elephant to sleep. It's not taking away the pain." So a couple of months before he died, he was in a lot of pain. He said to me once in the middle of the night, this is my test in the Muna. I said, Moshe Chaim, I said, how do you know this is your test? How do you know this is not Abba and my test? Because truthfully, I felt guilty. He said, Ima, he says, the pain is inside of me. He says, Hashem wants to see that I don't scream out against him. I said, well, Moshe Chaim, and we're about tshuva, so it's not like I grew with this years and years of yichud and pushed it in. I said, Moshe Chaim, I said, can you have a Muna and scream out against Hashem? He said, no. And it wasn't even that there wasn't even a beat, there wasn't even a breath. It just no just came from this place that didn't even exist on the earth.
This is solo.
And this is my boy who was in the pain.
In the pain.
And he says to me, Ima, he says, you cannot scream out against Hashem. And I just want to share one more thing that my four-year-old said to me 2 weeks after Moshe Chaim was missed, my four-year-old Bracha Reizel. I said, Bracha Reizel, I have to tell you, I'm angry. I'm angry at Hashem. I had to be honest with her. She says, Ima, you don't have to be angry. She says, Ima, do you see Hashem? I said, no. She said, he's here. She said, do you see Moshe Chaim? I said, no. She said, he's also here. And that was the best thing that I heard from all the Shiva, from anybody who had anything. And I just want to offer you that.
I want to tell you what my daughter Mitzvah said the night before she was in the terrace. We had no idea she was going to wake up in the morning, fall down and strike her head, and that would be the end. She was healthy. She was in the middle of Yavne Seminary. She was on a high madrega. The night before she was in the terrace, she was talking about Rabbi Eliyahu Dessler. She was learning Mechtav Eliyahu. And she referred to him, she was talking to her sister, I wasn't home. She referred to Rav Dessler as my Rav Dessler. And she said about Rav Dessler that he never used a pronoun, a possessive pronoun. He never said my house, he never said my furniture, he never said my children. He didn't call his children mine, because everything is from the Eibishter and everything belongs to the Eibishter. Not my children, it's the Abish's children. These are my daughter's words the night before she left this world. What was she doing? Giving me Nebuah? She left with Dina this message for me. So the next morning when I had an unexpected, horrifying phone call, it came with Miriam's words attached to it. We are not, they are not our children, they're the Abish's children. They're a gift, they're the Abish's children. She said it herself.
Let me give you a chazal. Chazal? The Pasuk says in Shir HaShirim, Yonosi b'chagvei ha-seila b'seser ha-madrego. Harini es maraich, hashmini es koilich, ki koilich orif maraich nove. Brings Rashi down, but the Nesivis Shmuz itself in Shir HaShirim says, Yonosi goes on the Tzadikim. Says the Nesivis as follows. The Tzadikim, by the way, I give a little introduction to it. The Ramchal says, Lotzato says, in Derech Hashem. And that's Tunis, he says. The closer we come to Mashiach, the more it's going to be intensified tzaddik veraloi. Tzaddikim, and they suffer, and they suffer, and they suffer. Before, far, far away, was tzaddik v'toivle. Moshe Rabbeinu Sam was tzaddik v'toivle. The closer we come to Mashiach, become tzaddik veral, tzaddikim are suffer. That's the introduction. Why? So let's go back to the pasuk. Shlomo Melech says, Yonosi b'chag v'sel. The parish is Yonosi, there's Yonosi samusen and tzaddikim. The tzaddikim who are compared to a yoino. Why they compared to Yoino? There are many reasons. To a dove. One of the reasons why it's compared to Yoino to a dove, he says, because every bird, a chicken, every time when it comes to slaughter them, they fight. They fight, they fight, they fight. A Yoino, when it comes to slaughter, they recognize it's being positioned to be slaughtered, stretches nicely out the neck, and peacefully lets it being slaughtered. She doesn't put up a fight. She accepts what Hashem gives her. That's the bomb shot. Why is he on it? How will the tzaddikim be in the end of the day before Mishra is coming? Hashem will put them b'chag v'sela in the splendors of the rock. So, ma'adov adamit, Rashi brings around the Moshe from the Medrash. Netzeh shed redefes es hayona. This eagle who chases the dove, who wants to tear her apart. And the dove is running for her life. And finally she finds this narrow splinter in the rock. She goes into the splinter, the eagle cannot go in. She protects her from the eagle. Goes into the splinter, she's very tired, she goes down, she descends, she wants to rest, and to her surprise, a poisonous snake waits for her down there. She can't rest, she can't go down, the snake is waiting down there, she can't go up because the eagle is there, and she has to wave with her wings in air, and she's been wounding and bleeding and chopped up. That's the way will be the tzaddikim, the yanosi, those who trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the end of the days. Hashem will put them in the splinter of rock, trap, no in, no out, in and out, just to live the daily go-go-lie. You're going to name it pain, you're going to bleed away. You're never going to say such a nebin, such a this, and such a this. Why? Why? Says Shlomo Melech, Hashem says, you know why? Harini Yismarach, let me see how you look at me. How do you look now to me? Hashmini says, let me see how you talk to me now. Hashem puts us in this position to show the Amunah, like you said, your son. Hari speaks up to Kodesh Baruch Hu and says, I was in many people's deathbed, and I saw them the way they departed from the world, what did they say to Hashem? It's stories written up in my book, Choose Life. Life stories. We're nothing compared to the simple 18-year-old boy, a 27-year-old woman, 18-year-old Shiva boy. we just punish the madrigas with this child head. This is a solo. This is a wake up for us, what life is all about. A child could say, I could accept what Hashem is doing, because Hashem is nobody is doing. I finished my mission. I just feel sorry for my parents. I leave the world. I'm not afraid. I devoted my life to Torah. I wanted to live Torah. I know I'm dying, and but then I'm going in good hands, and I'm going to come back. I just pity my parents. That's the way the child speaks to me. And since the parents are, the father shouldn't hear what he has to talk to me. He says, I have no problems with me. And what should I do now with my life? How should I appease my parents? That's the way those people go away. Like your daughter went away, like you somewhere. These are solos. So then the receivers brings it, the Chabas Das, says, but how do we know that we're going to be able to withstand those tests? How do we know that we are capable? Hashem gives such a test. He continues, I know who you are, you don't know who you are. We don't know our greatness. Our greatness only comes out through these tests. And when Hashem puts a test according to a person, and a person makes his homework, his greatness comes out. You don't put a weight on a child which he can't carry. Hashem is our Father. He knows exactly how much we can carry, how much we cannot carry. And if he gives us a test. Now, any child who comes down for a few years and leaves the world under any circumstances, that child, that Hashem had to come down. The question is, why to me? Why not to you? That's the question. Why me? That's because you're great. You have to deliver. Or you had something to repent, or you had something to tikkun, you had the connection with the life in the past life, that's cheshbon sefer kodesh baruch hu. The why me, even if you know the why me, it doesn't take away the pain is still there. But at least you know you don't suffer for nothing, you're accomplishing something. And how about when you ask why me, and you hear because Hashem, because you're great, and I want you to make the Kiddush Hashem, you my solo, you let people look at you, the way you accepted your loss, how much you trust the kodesh baruch hu. And let me tell you, I also went through losses in family situations where families go through losses in the proper way. The greatest winners are the family and the children in the family. They become great people. They become aminim. This normal philosophy. They live it HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't take the vacation that the other people. Why do you care about other people now? Care about yourself. Care about the immediate surrounding. Who knows who? Mashiach didn't come. 80% of Jewish people didn't leave Mitzrayim.
There's a message to give to
Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So how is the message? By performance. If it hit you home, you are a solo, you just do the message. Don't care how many people listen to your message. Slowly. But you're right, unfortunately, don't hear well. Therefore, Mashiach is not here. Mashiach, by all accounts, should have been here. By all accounts, should have been here. Why is he not here? Exactly what you said. Because he still got to Miami, which is still got about. I just said in Eretz, so listen carefully. When it just happened last week, yeah, when this bomb, a 30-pound bomb next to the Miri Yeshiva, right, the car flew away 300 feet, 400 feet in pieces. It blew out who knows how many homes. Surrounded with all Hamish people all the time. Now, it was a miracle. Now, we shouldn't utter it from our mouth. If there would have been no ness, it would have taken the cause of regular nature. What would have been here? You know, dozens of casualties of people dying, hundreds of wounded, and you know, I have a grandson living, a married grandson learning in Mir Yeshiva, and I have another son, cousins, nephews in Mir Yeshiva. If Mir people will call, come home, I'll come. You know, after such a loss tragedy, imagine there would be 50 levias, you know, how many in the hospitals? People would call, come home. The total demoralization of the whole system, and so will fall apart. Will fall apart if it would take the natural course. The natural course. Hashem makes a miracle. A miracle. And then the second newspaper is a miracle. One woman, for 1 hour, went to the hospital, got stitches, and went home. Miracle. And they started dancing and singing. It was a lot of kadesh. Everyone had this personal miracle, right? So I'm asking you. You came out so outspoken. Had we equally express the thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu, taking on commitments to Kodesh Baruch Hu because of the miracles, as it would be chas v'shalom, the opposite, if nature would take its course. You understand my point? Where are we? How much are we shortchanging Kodesh Baruch Hu? That is our problem. Hashem is shaking the world. Hashem is shaking the world. We have no time to think in. And I said, where are we? How many of us? It says, Hashem, throw away the vacation, throw away. Listen, how much are we deadened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
That's much debt. So That's the point that I'm saying.
Exactly.
Hashem makes a miracle like this, Anes Goloi, everybody realizes.
But we don't get the message. We didn't get the message, even the next Golui.
I believe most people didn't get the message.
We didn't get the message, we didn't react.
If what happened to me or to him or to other people who sit here, I don't think that this the message gets across at all. The message gets across to those handful of mamish coins in your school.
That's word, that then it starts spreading and snowballing. That's exactly what we had. That's exactly the problem. We want everything mass productions. Mass productions says no more mass productions. This message has to go carried. Now, you got hurt, you feel the pain, and you see that's the only comfort which you have, at least that, I always tell the story. Abadcher said, Chase Manhattan put me back on my feet. So what did he do? So when he repossessed my car, since then I'm walking on my feet. Hashem is repossessing everything from us. We have to get on our feet. You get on your feet, and you get on your feet, and everyone gets on their feet. Everyone has his speckler. We get our feet a little.
What do you mean I got on my feet?
What?
What do you mean by that?
Get your feet that you're accepting your peckler with simcha that you're not sitting. And you. Oit chu Hashem ki onaftobi. I'm thanking Hashem that you're with me.
You know why?
Because you don't get the message which we just gave you. You start thinking in it, and you will have a continuation in a positive way, not in a negative way. If you're so outspoken and you don't accept this, therefore it's a continuation. Other people still suffer from it. But when we get the right message, we start growing from it. I remember here when we had one of the first groups in the childless people, I had a woman here, and the woman said to me, I don't know if she said it in private, she says to me, I'll tell you the truth, I cannot daven. I'm angry at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. For the last 12 years, she says, I cannot daven. The Rosh Hashanah Kippur is a torture. I'm angry at the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It disappoints me every month. Every month, it lets me down. My Mason, terrible pain. After 6 months, this woman came every month to a lecture here and started hearing tips. The same woman, I repeat her words, said, I'm thanking Hashem what you did to me. Because of this, I got so close to him, and I'm accepting him. And if I would have to come back into the world again, have to go through the same trauma again, I would choose the same thing, because that taught me the lesson, and I fell in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm thanking Hashem what he did. I would have never found Hashem. As the woman told me, at a prison, I was giving lectures in prisons, and the guy was in for many, many years in prison. Now then, Baruch Hashem is out, miraculously he's also out, he's in Israel now. But he says to me, I'm thanking Hashem he put me, I would have never discovered the truth and come back to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Only Hashem knew exactly what medicine to take me. And if I'm sitting here until I'm going to make it. This is exactly the purpose of Yisur. This is called Kabbalah Yisur Mehava. Now, going back, the Baal HaTanya says as follows. Listen to words of Baal HaTanya. Baal HaTanya says, 50 years of learning Torah in Mitzvah Lishma doesn't bring a person so close and dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Madrega than Kabbalah Yisurim Be'ahava, to accept Yisurim with appreciation. That's the greatest, of course, that's the greatest Amuna. Call it to Sech Amuna. The whole Tachlis is to Ledovka, but to become attached to Hashem, to accept Hashem, Tomitim Hashem Elokechu, just to be one with Hashem. That's the whole Jew, that I'm one with Hashem, I don't question you. How do you express it? Learning Gemara is very fine, but when you get a patch, I'm thank you trust me, and I'm not betraying you, and I'm accepting it. That's Amuna, that's a Madrega, and that's this generation. We can't produce Torah today, we don't have what it used to be in the old generation. We don't have tefillah today. All the Madregas is nonsense which we have today compared to what it used to be. But one thing, we have Amuna. We are Holocaust survivors, and we are prisoner Holocaust survivors, yes?
I
want to
share with this person's story that I just lived through. There's somebody down from my father's shooting. Walking with a cane, almost can take two three steps. I mean, looking at a picture, you don't know when this person's going to get better. Will that get better? When this lady told me this word, she told me, if Hashem would ask me if I should change back before he got the stroke or now, I would never change back to that time before that. I would stay with it, I would accept it. And I asked her, before Shabbos, I asked her that he's going to Shul Shabbos morning, somebody will take it, that maybe it would be also a good idea, she should go. So she told me I never went to Shul. But like I talked her in, go to Shabbos like this, you can look at her husband, she came back, she told me, it's the first time in my life I felt I spoke to Hashem. She said, 6 weeks after this happening, I'm coming home not happy. She said, I would never change back to the time before he had a stroke.
That's the purpose of suffering.
Now, what this person is saying, I don't know about his situation, but I can share with him a little bit. I lost a child 4 years ago, and I'm still continuing suffering, like I said, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, what I mean to say, on the past, we ask every day, how can we live in Israel? We don't ask for the future, give us suffering, because we don't know if we can handle it through, but if we go through, we say, thank you, Hashem. And because of that, I mean, I've been speaking and speaking with people, and how many times people will find in the street and tell me, they say, I'll see in your face, I have somebody called me, you're my Rebbe on the moon, I'm Tucham. It goes automatically. Like I said, bitachon is a practical thing. And as a fact, there's no way you can survive without it. And if you live it, you talk and you speak with other people, it builds you up and it builds other people. And how many people talk to this lady, what did I do? She was in such pain crying, and I shared with her what I went through, and I spoke to her. And because of that, 6 weeks later, she could have told that. And it's not much. I don't want to share the picture. But this is...
Let me add one thing, which is a very practical thing, and it's a true thing. It's not philosophy. Habakkuk placed the entire Torah on one principle, one foundation. What? Tzadik ba'aminoso, the tzadik ba'aminoso, yichya. He will live. Not he lives. You should have tzadik ba'aminoso chai. A tzadik lives on the moon, right? That's yichya. What is yichya? The answer is, we're not of our living yet. Life is in tchis ha'mesim. Yon shekul ha'shabes, yon shekul orech. Real life will start when we're going to meet everyone, the whole Jewish family. Everyone's going to be. From every young to the last Jew, all your losses, everyone will be there, enjoying each other's company. That's going to be life. How much of a life will I be there? Yichya, how much will I be there? You know how much? How much today you live at Amunah? People don't live Amunah, people exist. When you exist, existence, you don't take there. A person could exist for 9 years in this world, existing. And he's going to go to Tchis HaMeisim. He believes in Tchis HaMeisim. He's a good Jew. How old will he be in Tchis HaMeisim? He may be 3 years old. They're going to scratch together in 9 years. How much in the 9 years have they lived with Hashem, with Amunah? Every second of Amunah, that you're going to live. Avraham Zoken, the Zohar Kodesh says, Avraham Zoken, Bo Bayom, Azovas came out, came with all his days. What does it mean? All his days they held on to Hashem. When we get patched, and we're forced to hold on to Hashem, to cry to Hashem, and to sing to Hashem, and to talk about Hashem, to accept Hashem. This is life. When you take tranquilizers, and you go run away on vacations, you become a workaholic, you go into business, you go into politics, you're just escaping life. This is called the Buchabta B'chaim. When Hashem says, it's a chaim, it's a movis, and a sati lefonecho hayoim. Today, Monday night, Hashem says, you exist in life and death are put in front of you today. We choose life, the man tichy atar that you should live. What does my Hashem choose? I'm live. The answer is no. You could exist this moment, you could live this moment. How do you live this moment? When you accept Hashem. Tomim tiye im Hashem elokecho. Hashem says continuously. Zok trashi. Tomim tiye biyahot. His halech im. Walk with Hashem with mimus. Walk with him. How? With a tzapeloi, look only out for him. And how? Zok trashi. Don't you want to know the future? No matter what he brings on you, take kavlim with me, just accept him all heartedly. But us, then, when you live like that, tia, you will be imo with Hashem, lechelkin, a part of Hashem. And if not, you're not going to be. You're going to be, but it's not you. Hashem carried you, you're existing there. If I take the battle with me to Tchis HaMeisim, he's going to Tchis HaMeisim, but it's a battle. If Hashem takes me by the ears and steps into Tchis HaMeisim, I'm there at the wedding bank, you know, everyone is dancing, the waiter dances and the musician dances and the bus driver dances, but who is the mechutin? Who is really enjoying it? It's my simcha. In Tchis HaMeisim, who will be in Tchis HaMeisim? The one who is Tomei mitachorosh Baruch Hu today. And Ilu Zuchinu, Eber would be zoicha, and we would have made this homework to leave it to Kodesh Baruch without getting patch. We could have saved a lot of patch. That's what the Ramchal says. 80% of, I said 80%, but says most Yisurim could have been saved if we would have made the attachment to Kodesh Baruch anyway, because many of the Yisurim is only to make to wake us up, or Kaporis Avaris, v'chulu v'chulu. Some Yisurim cannot be saved. Like, losing children couldn't be saved, because this child had to die for this child's person. It has nothing to do with you. Why Hashem gave it to you? Obviously, Hashem knows the future, that you didn't make your homework. It could very well be. Could make over somebody else, but this child had to die anyhow. Nobody could kill a child, nobody could take it. It's Hashem's children. Why is it in my situation? Because it's Hashem's... Mishpete Hashem emes tzotku yachdov. Says Baal Shem Tov, Mishpete, this Lo Shurabim. When there's an airplane crash and 300 people died, you would say, because of this, or because of this, and this, just, every person was the target for the airplane had to crash. Everyone for his own purpose. So when a family goes through a crisis and tragedy, and everyone has his pain, the father, this way, the mother, that way, the siblings, that way, this one, that way, this one, everyone has a pack of, this is not you're a victim of somebody else. Every mishpat for every single person. There's not a chutasara pain which is not grows in the measure of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the person's growth. It's all emes, it's all justified. Tzotku yachdov, they all come in one package, and everyone thinks I'm a victim of him. And this is the emes. And we have to live the emes. We have to Now, the fact that you see the world is not reacting as you want, it's very painful. I keep crying about it all the time, too. But since it's going to happen, the hook and crook, if Hashem loves us, and Chazal tell us, when you got service, when you got service, when you got service, when you got
and the all the emotional things that it created, it makes it feel impossible for us, like the Rav had mentioned, that it's okay to be in pain, but it's not really okay to be sad. So for us, I don't see that we've really been able to do that, meaning, yes, we're in great pain, our hearts are broken, and our spirits are crushed, and we're absolutely very, very sad in that same bundle, because we had a child who we adored, who to us was greater than, and each child is greater than a universe, and that child died. So although it would be ideal, and I guess it would be ideal in some idealistic, you know, I guess it's possible for someone to say, well, that the Rav was saying, for me, just because maybe, I don't know why, maybe because this was my child and I was his Ima, and, you know, I find that I don't really know how to, I don't know how to, like, say, okay, well, I can be in pain, but I'm not going to see it. I find that, you know, that truly...
Time will do it. Time, only time will do it. But again, you have to remember, the Chazal tell of the Chol Tzoros, some lo yitzar. Every pain which you have, how much Hashem has more pain than you? Okay? Let's say, if you have a child, a sick child, and you have to go to the doctor, and the doctor is unfortunately doing surgery, doing all kind of painful procedures on the child. The child is crying, mommy, mommy, mommy. The child is crying. Who has more pain, you or the child? You. But why are you doing that? Because it's good for your child. You are the child of Hashem. And Hashem puts you through the child. If you have the pain what you have, can you imagine how much Hashem is pain? Hashem is tremendous pain. Called Sarosam Loy Tzar. Every tzar of a Jew is a tzar of a Kodesh Baruch. Kodesh Baruch feels a tzar of every Jew. And Hashem could help us easily. But why does he do it? He says, it's good for you. It's good for your child. It's good for you. One day you're going to see the beautiful thing. The Tishkakir and Achran. And some tzar Agus, so and so. What? Who is it so much? Who is
wherever
the,
you go, and all over the world.
Yes, yes. That's why. Who is not suffering? You know who is not suffering? Who is not worthy to be cured? You know, it gets morphium and cannot. It doesn't get into life. So two pregnant women go to the doctor. The same doctor, the same symptoms. You know, one doctor says, one woman says, go to Miami, have a vacation, take some drugs, painkillers. Everything is fine. And then the next woman goes into the same doctor, so you go into the doctor, you go to the hospital, you lay on your back for the next 5 months, you're going to get all kinds of difficult procedures and pains. So it's very discrimination. Why are you so nice to the other? So listen, that one carries a dead baby. There's no point of suffering. So give it drugs. You're a live baby, so you have to suffer. The one who suffers means Hashem is taking care of us. He's our doctor. We go through things. Yes, Hashem is not ignorant. It's called Tzadik Verala Rosh HaVetoiv. This is called Tzadik Verala Rosh HaVetoiv. This is called righteous people suffer and Rosh get away. And this is that's what the Ramchal said, the closer you come to Mashiach is going to be more Tzadik Verala, because now is the test of the Amuno. And the test of Amuno comes only come across in those situations. And if Hashem gave you this difficult test, one thing, we have to stop fighting Hashem. You have to surrender. You have to understand Hashem, you know what you're doing, you have to start talking to Hashem and heal my pain, take away my physical pain, and to rise above. And again, not to mix up pain with sadness. That's a problem. Today we mix up pain with sadness. Hashem should tell that we should be able to lift us all ourselves up from this situation. We should be zoche to see already Mashiach Tzekeinu b'mehiru b'yameinu.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com